Just tell us what went on. What was this hearing all about?
Well, yes, yeah, Sarah, as you say, the County Council runs 52 libraries, and in September they announced plans to remove salaried staff from 10 of them. Instead, volunteers would take over running those libraries. But many users were quite angry. A protest group was set up, and it even won the support of the comedian Stephen Fry, who's helped them raise £8,000 to fund a legal challenge. And that's what happened today. Campaigners arrived to hear their case argued at the High Court. Now, in court, the campaigners' barrister argued that the legal challenge is not about political arguments of the big society or budget cuts. Instead, it's claimed the council's process, decision-making process, was flawed, partly on consultation grounds and partly because they've breached rules about the quality of public service, allegedly, and especially about whether disabled people will be disadvantaged, because volunteers will not have the same level of equality training and experience, according to the campaigners. But the council says it's doing what it can to keep the libraries open while others elsewhere are closing elsewhere in the country. And the hearing was on today, as we say, and it's set to finish tomorrow, Sarah.
Well, thank you very much indeed for that. So that's the latest from that hearing. Let's talk to Helen Clack now, who's Surrey County Council's Cabinet Member for Community Services, which includes libraries. Helen, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.
Thank you, Sarah.
So what is then the future for our libraries? It's incredible. Well, maybe it's not incredible, but people do feel passionately about them, don't they?
Well, I'm glad they do, as I do. And our aim in Surrey is to keep all of our libraries open, whilst, as you said, your reporter said, other places in the country, libraries are closing.
Ken, do you think that compromise can be achieved here, that more of those paid positions can be saved, or are we looking at a library service which is largely staffed by volunteers?
Well, these are 10 smaller libraries, and they account for just 7% of all library use. And the way that people use libraries is changing. So, for example, our online library, it was used more than 3 million times in a year. So we have to adapt what we do, and we have to think about how we're going to have library usage in the future. Volunteers are an essential part of our lives, and there's a lot of support. I understand, you know, that not everyone is wanting us to do what we're doing, but we've got a lot of support, and we've got volunteers keen to get started on this.
Has the strength of feeling made you review the situation at all and maybe think, well, we could possibly find more funds to preserve the libraries as they are, or is that simply not an option?
I think the plan that we've got to run these as community libraries is a really good plan. It will help, it will keep them open along with every other library in the county, and we will provide, you know, all the necessary equipment and training required to support the voluntary libraries staying open.
It's interesting, isn't it, Helen? Because as you say, it's not, you know, the way that libraries are has changed quite dramatically. Yeah. And it's not just about people going along and getting out books. They're a community resource. People go there sometimes. I remember we did a phone in on this quite recently, and someone phoned in and said for her 90-odd-year-old mother, it was her only social contact going along to the library.
Well, I mean, yeah, libraries are an essential part of our communities, and that's why we're trying to keep them all open. And in fact, people use libraries particularly for things like Wi-Fi, and these community libraries will have, you know, internet connections. They will have Wi-Fi so people can use them to connect to their own laptops, etc. And they will have all the support that we can give, but they will be run by volunteers.
So what about that allegation then that Surrey, this is from the Surrey Libraries Action Movement, they say the council trying to get rid of its statutory responsibilities?
Well, we, as I said, you know, we think this is a positive move. It's getting involved with the communities. It's keeping all of our libraries open. I mean, that's really what I want to do, what my colleagues in the cabinet want to do, is keep them all open. We have to move with the times. We have to find ways to reach people through our library services, through online, through volunteers, and through, you know, the really big libraries.
So really, you're saying that whatever this movement are suggesting, there is no way around it. You have to make the changes. You have no option.
Well, I think it's a really good thing that we're doing. As I say, I think it's, because we, you know, in other communities, libraries are closing, but that's not happening in Surrey. There's a lot of support. I understand, you know, from that some people don't like this idea, but there's a lot of support out there from people that do. There's several of these community libraries are ready to go. The volunteers are being trained, and they're ready to get on with it. And that's what I hope we'll be able to do in the long term.
Helen, thank you for joining us on the programme. The time now, 18 minutes past 5.